Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're located in the world. I'm Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we open up the phone lines after the first break. You can also IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. And again, if you're in a position where you need to IM because you're at work, then you could IM Benny and we'll get to your question. And again, this is before the first break. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We have a free teleclass. That's right, free teleclass on multidimensional beings. That is on August 31st from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The class is about multidimensional living. We hear that we're multidimensional beings living in a multidimensional universe, but what does that mean? How can you tap into the other dimensions? How do you stay balanced on not making other certain dimensions special, or is it an ego trap? I will share with you the multidimensional views on the topics like you as a multidimensional being, tapping into the celestial realm, how to stay out of the lower energies, not getting caught in making higher frequency dimensions, quote, special. And then we will do is finish with an energetic alignment to tap into your multidimensional self. So it, even though the class is free, it's a teleclass that you still have to sign up for it. So you could email Wendy at union@yahoo.com. or call 860-887-1201. We also are taking, we just finished this past Friday, in-person class on 2012, the end of a cycle. We're going to be doing that class in September. The date's not quite sure yet, but it's like the middle of September, but I do want to talk about it because it's going to be a teleclass, and the cost is going to be different than it's on the Internet. It's going to be $18. It's an hour and a half, and it's going to be on a Tuesday or Thursday. But we're going to get into the history of the Mayan calendar, getting the mixed messages of the filtering out the fear, what you can do now matters, humans evolving or devolving, Mother Earth is the ultimate self-regulator, how to work with the energy shifts, what you do now is how to make changes now, breaking through the major changes and living through them and getting back to basics. So, again, we're taking that class and putting it as a teleclass. We had many requests from people around the world that wanted to attend that class, and people are used to me doing teleclasses, and so, and even people from Connecticut, I love it. They're really liking to be doing the classes from their home, and so they don't have to do the gas and all the other stuff. So I totally get that. If I could do classes by my in the comfort of my little jammies at home, I would do the same thing. And so we're here to serve. So we're going to bring that class back via the telephone. We also have the special with the Australian Bush Essences. And so that's where we're running the month of the special for $22 plus shipping and handling. Shipping and handling is $3. And so that's where I will tap into your energy field and use up to 7 different formulas. But I always like to tell people if I pick 5, 4, 3, 2, I haven't picked more than only one first a person yet, but it doesn't mean more. It means always better. It's just think about I'm looking and tapping into your energy field and working with the flower essence that your energy field could use right now, and more is not always better. That's what I like to tell people. It's like just like you could have too much of a good thing, like eating tons of ice cream and then getting a bellyache. It's just like the same thing with the flower essences. They work on a vibrational energy. They are extremely powerful. I love this product, the Australian Bush Flower Essences. A lot of people are familiar with the Bach flower remedies. The guy that created this, it studied this. He's a fourth generational man from Australia that is grew up around the plants and understood them. It was taught by his grandmother and the father's fourth generation. And so he's a naturopath that also works with the flower essences, created his own, hence Australian Bush flower essences. I absolutely, again, I love them. So we're having a special. And so, again, I will read your energy field, and then you will get the essence. And then and you take an essence if you've never done before. You drop it in the water, or you take an eyedropper. It comes in a bottle with an eyedropper. You just put a couple drops AM and PM. So it's very, very simple. And I'm so excited about bringing this product out. That's why I want to make it available for you. And that's up to a $50 savings. If I was to use several of the formulas, that'd be even up to $100 with all the different formulas that I'm using. So great price for $22. I'd encourage you to give it a try. We also are doing the gathering, and that's where you can listen again from the comfort of your home or come in person. And this is where it's on Fridays, usually the first Friday of the month, but this week we had a conflicting schedule. So it's this Friday, August 13th, and that's from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And this is where I gather up the information, and I will get the information I'm getting from my guides, the council, what's going on, the energy shifts to expect, how it affects us both individually and collectively. And we are profoundly being shifted by the energies right now, if you haven't noticed. And so you could get updated information with that. Then you also have an opportunity for sharing any experiences that you're getting information and about your personal experiences. And then we go to an energetic alignment. So we do attunements toward the end. So that's a two-hour class. And if you're not available that night, remember, all the classes have MP3s to them, so you get the information. You could listen to the number over and over and over again. So if you sign up, you automatically get a free MP3 of the class, and so that is called the gatherings. We also have the remote healings going on, and we introduced a 20-minute session. So you could have 10 to 20 minutes or 30-minute sessions. And again, they are very, very powerful and popular. So with the remote healing, what's different with the remote healing than the regular readings that I'm doing is that you don't have to make an appointment. You sign up for it, and as soon as you sign up for it, the healing begins. And so I put you in a pile, a grid of the remote readings, and I work with your energy field every day. Then when I get to yours and read it, you will get a report, you'll get a CD, and also I'll make notes, and then in it I will also give you energetic alignments that are good for your energy field, or that's what I saw in your energy field. Some things resonate with us, some don't. So these are tools that you could work with if you choose to. If you don't, that's fine too. Whatever is good for you is good for me. So the remote readings, again, you don't have to make an appointment, and you get the readings and you get the messages. And a lot of people are finding them very popular because they find during regular readings they could tend to go off and ask about the boyfriend coming in or their jobs or money or this or that. And as I say over and over again, all the answers are within us, and it goes back to our energy field. So if we have a blocked second chakra and we're not experiencing money flow and girlfriends or boyfriends coming in or whatever, then the answer is in your second chakra. So you want to go in and see what the block is, see what the theme is. Then our outside circumstances changes. Then we have more money flow. Then we have more literal life force coming in. So this is where I consider myself a roadmap reader. I read how you're directing your energy, consciously or unconsciously, and then I report it to you. So it's like a roadmap reader and a reporter is my job. And so when we are doing the sessions, we're also clearing, because that is part of our intention. So we don't only bring up the patterns, but we also are clearing them, balancing them is what I like to say, because it's all about the balance. And so those are the remote readings. You can check those out at the website. And again, I do personal readings via telephone or in person in anywhere from 15 minutes up to an hour, hour and a half, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. All of those, we are running a special on those this month for $25 off the 15-minute and 30-minute ones, and $50 off the half hour, 45-minute and an hour. I'm going to say that again. $25 off 15-minute readings and half-hour readings, $50 off 45 minutes and hour readings. And so that's the special of the month. So it's a great time to get a session and a live session if you choose. So that's all those things that are happening around. I do encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter. We are having a class that follows the free multidimensional class. It's about how to exercise your multidimensional aspects, how to tap into the other dimensions. And I'm going to cover it in the class, but then this is where we're going to really get some tools. And so that's coming up in September, as well as the 12-12 class, and I mean 2012. And all information, again, if you sign up for that free newsletter, you get to be knowing what's happening. And I don't give out your email to anybody else, and so you don't have to worry about getting bombarded by other stuff on this end. So I encourage you to again, sign up for that newsletter. You can find out what's going on. So that's what's happening. I also know that before we go to the break, that we just went through the weekend where there was a grand trine in the sky. And this is where I know I mentioned before that Mars is making an appearance. It's the closest that it ever has been to the Earth in history, and until it won't be getting this close into the year 2276, I believe. I know it's a long time from now. And this is where, and by the end of the month, we're going to see two, it looks almost like two moons, where it's the moon is full, and Mars is going to be so close, and it looks full too. So it looks like two full moons in the sky. And so so how does that affect us? As energetic beings, everything affects us. And because we live in an interconnected universe, that means the planet and the stars, and the planets and the stars have personalities and or energies, or quote personalities. And the energies of Mars can be assertion, warring, or aggression, right? And so this is where we want to take any kind of aggression energy and turn it into assertive energy. So we could work with the energies that are coming right now and that are close to us instead of having it feel like they're working against us. And so that Mars is going to be happening, the energies, through this whole week, I mean month, and there's some profound shifts going on in all other aspects as far as with the moons, the full moons and the new moons, and again, this trine that happened this past weekend. We'll feel the influence for the next couple of days, and again, a lot of people are feeling emotional stuff, emotional issues, and so this is a great time to burn stuff, to clear stuff, and so we're going to go to your phone calls after this short break. You listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content is extremely high? Healthy? The bacteria present in Greek God's yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com. And analuke.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor. And we open up those phone lines, and you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
And that was definitely not the phone lines in the background. I apologize. I dropped something here.
I didn't know if it was my multidimensional self.
No, no. Unfortunately, I'm just being a little rascal in the studio and a little clumsy. It happens from time to time. Got so many buttons to push and so forth. Mm-hmm. So moving on with the show, let's take Kathleen. She's called in from Shoreline, Washington. She's dealing with a lot of blocks around reality, and she seems like things are kind of falling apart all around her. So let's see if we can patch things up for her. So Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thank you, Denny.
Good morning, Kathleen. So what's going on?
Well, it seems like all my projects that I have been working on for the last 3 years are just like they're washing away. They're falling apart. Nothing is turning out like I had expected, and I feel like I'm in limbo, and and I'm scared.
Okay. All right. It was interesting that you said to Benny, it's like your reality is shifting, because what Kathleen, what I'm seeing on the right side, and I want you to follow me through with this, is a great big wrecking ball that's silver. But this, whenever I see a silver or gold ball, that's a significant sign for me. And the ball is coming in. It's just like this. I only call it a wrecking ball because I don't know what the technical name is when they have those balls and get the buildings down. And so, but what I'm watching it is like it's coming in, and it looks like it's hitting your ankle. So think of that foundation, pure foundational energy. It's our ankles represent being able to step ahead, go forward. But that silver is very interesting to me because that is the energy of the divine feminine. So a lot of times when we have I call it the rug get pulled out underneath, or things get pulled away, it does shift our reality. It does shift like, what the heck? And so the limbo part is going between literally the worlds of where the ego wants to say, oh my God, tap into this fear, it's awful, awful, so everything you touch is going to fall apart and go around. Or you can step back and look at this as, okay, I got a new sheet of paper. I got clearer grounds. I'm going to look at this wider and say, what was draining my life force? Was I following my passion? Was this or was my passion becoming more of a drain to me? And where can I get back to basics is what I'm hearing as far as look at things energetically, as far as a cleansing time, a clearing time, a putting a new foundation time. And I'm seeing that the foundation that you're putting down, especially over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, and the next 2 months, has what I call living with by the loose outline. So all of us collectively, consciously or unconsciously, are having our own wrecking ball things. And it's hitting us right at the hips and below, right? And so this is how we're getting waking up. We're shifting out of our old paradigm. Anything that has been restrictive or have any kind of flavor, even I call it like an energetic hangover of the past, is being wiped away. And that's when we have to do the duality dance of being able to not tap into the fear part and to being able to be in this world and not of it, as we heard Master Jesus say so many times. And now we're having an opportunity to really understand what it means to be in this world, meaning being fully present, not being in denial, not putting our head in the sand about what's going on, but also not tapping into the fear of it, especially when things are right up in our face. And so, but when I choose, which I see them all around you, is my also sign of manifestation in the 3D world. And I'm watching this a lot on your right side of your energy, so that does mean the happening right now side, Kathleen. And also I'm seeing, as far as it started taking a turn 2 months ago, but even 2 years ago, I'm seeing the left side of your energy kind of doing like it's almost like think of a bird expanding its angel wings and then all of a sudden starting to contract. And so a lot of times when things seem to be falling apart, I would really encourage you to look at father's patterns, male energies, how do you embrace the male energy within yourself as far as male partnering, all of that kind of deal, because you're bringing me right down to when you're 2 to 4 years old, and there's a repeat of history here on that dad's side. And if you follow the lineage on the male side of the energy, you'll see somebody that had a similar experience around the same age as you, is what I'm hearing. And so could he be grandfather, great uncle, doesn't matter. It's part of the generational pattern. So here, and actually I'm looking at you, and you just turned energetically sideways, and you look like you're 7 to 9 months pregnant, so that fits in the next two theme. So what other new ideas are you coming up with?
Well, I have ideas about a lot of things. I mean, and plans, and And that's what I'm saying. All my plans and my visions that I'm trying to bring into the planning stage, they just seem to be blocked. Like,
well, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there, because what you're showing me when you just turn sideways is that you're 7 to 9 months pregnant. Your symbolic belly looks so swollen. I'm seeing your right hand, like, you know, when some people are pregnant, they like lift their stomach. It almost looks like you're pregnant with quadruples. And when I go inside, I see thousands or hundreds of dots. And so that means those ideas. What is blocking it, which is interesting, it's like right down the peritoneum or right down the bottom of the root chakra. I see this small, which looks like a compact mirror, and it's like not allowing the energies to flow down and root that via, that means be able to manifest in the 3D idea world. A lot of us have very creative ideas. We get downloads from spirit all the time. It has to go through that birthing process, and if it gets into blocked into the first, second, or third chakra, some people they abort it, or it gets like a creative abortion in the higher chakras. But I'm seeing you're able to bring it down to even being very pregnant and really getting down to that stage of going to delivery, have that delivery. That compact mirror means it goes back to, again, what I was saying before. It's the young 2 to 4 year old that's afraid to just push the baby out or push the ideas out, and then that mirror starts contracting because it's like the mirror represents like that the feeling and sense of that I'm not going to, my worst nightmares are going to happen. And again, what I'm looking at is that this is a profound clearing time. And over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, I'm seeing you going, it's like not back to the drawing board. It's what you have been creating, but thinning it, revising it, going into what gives me passion and what is something that I could put into down the road kind of deal. And then I see like streamlining kind of deal. And then the energy is not as scattered because part of it, I'm watching a lot of tubes going off your energy field, so that means to me scattered energy. And it's, again, it's a duality dance as far as not being able to tap into our worst fears as we're going through this. But really take the ideas, be able to step back as far as the observer. Really say, and go right into your heart, Kathleen, and say, does this give me joy and passion? Does this get me excited or does it not? And it doesn't have to be a judgment. It's just saying, okay, I'm flipping my mind. It's like I'm finding I'm changing my mind too hugely as far as with my work. I got to follow my passion and keep on following. So I'll do this and I'll do that. And that, now my new things are remote readings. And so it's like when I keep on following the passion, it's like the doors start opening. I'm sharing that with you because, again, I'm seeing that you have no problem being able to come up with things. That's not at all. And not that this is a problem. It's just part of the process. It's like being able to deliver it down in a 3D world. But I'm also, again, seeing this two period where that mirror is being broken. So think of that mirror represents the residual energy of the illusion of separation, that we can lack anything because we are everything. We lack no thing, but also being able to dance that we don't have to have everything because we feel complete within ourselves. And then all of a sudden it starts bringing opportunities to us because we're putting out a different signature. So it's a profound shift. It would be called soul retrieval time of that 2 to 4 year old. I encourage you to take her, embrace her, and again, look at your plans, modify them, and be able to do what I call live by the loose outline. So being flexible to go with the flow with them and not think anywhere, especially I just saw my face of your face. And what I had to be careful with, Kathleen, is when I became passionate about something and I thought it had to go this way, but then I looked back and I realized that I was forcing the energy. So the more I backed up and said, go this way is my preference, but whatever is the best, because there's infinite possibilities of how something could be delivered. So the more I did that, the more things were able to manifest. So I encourage you to do the same thing, because then you'll break through that that mirror, because that mirror is part of the birthing process, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I know, Carrie, we have a couple of minutes before the break. How about we give out some information about you and how other people can get a hold of you, and we'll return to our calls and our instant messages after the break.
All righty. To get a hold, again, we talk about up-and-coming classes. You can call, email union1111@yahoo.com, or the website is www.carrieoconnor.com. And, of course, the phone number, and Wendy is in the office from Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 Eastern Standard. No, actually 9:30 to 3:30 from Eastern Standard Time, and she picks up the messages over the weekend too. So she 860-887-1201, that's the phone number. for any access, and Wendy is absolutely very, very helpful. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. We have a lot of the teleclasses, and actually we're excited because we're looking at doing teleclasses that also involves the webcam and, like, some Skype different stuff. So if you've taken a teleclass before and felt like you wanted that human-to-human contact with seeing people, because I know that that's important to a lot of people, we are revising that a lot. And so you don't have to have a webcam to sign up, but it's just an added thing. It's just that human-to-human, that bringing in the community, the union communion period that we're going through right now. And so there will be some shifts and changes with that. And also many changes as far as like 800 number and all that stuff. All that on the website. So we're going to take another break. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show.
Posture is not just about standing up straight. It's about being aware of and connected to every part of yourself. This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, and I'd like to share some information about posture with you. The human body craves alignment. When we are properly aligned, our bones, not our muscles, support our weight. The big payoff with proper posture is that we feel healthier and have more energy. Poor posture distorts the alignment of bones, chronically tenses muscles, and contributes to stressful conditions such as loss of vital lung capacity, increased fatigue, reduces blood flow and oxygen to the brain, and much more. For tips on how to improve our posture, visit us at VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Dr. Pat Show.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. Our number is 1-800-930-2819, and speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to phone lines?
See, you're having some problems back there, too,
yeah,
right?
It came over this way.
We're clumsy today. I don't know what it is. It's something in the air. Rough weekend or something. I don't know. All right, well, let's hit up Kasha. She's calling in from Denver, Colorado. She has some block, maybe one or two blocks, in around some energy around a tie to a birth of mother and brother. So let's see if we can work with this. And Kasha, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you, Benny. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Kasia. How are you?
Good. Carrie, I have a question because I'm feeling, especially blocked with the suffocating and kind of draining energy of my family and especially my brother, to somehow, mm-hmm. to some extent, my mother, too. And I've been dealing with this for a long, long time, and I don't know how to release it, and it's somehow impacting my life right now and my relationship and my family.
Okay. All right. Is your mom in spirit?
No.
All right,
no, but she's sick. No.
Akasha, what's that?
She's sick.
What's that?
She's sick.
No. I was just going to say, do not think that she's going to die or anything. What I was just going to say is that energetically, you're 1.5 to 18 months, no, even younger, from 6 months to 3 years old, there's a part of you that put her as, I don't want to call it as like good or debtor. There was a real fight or flight with, you recognized at a cellular level the energy pattern between your mother and brother, which is very similar. And so by the time, at a very young age, you put them like as in a, I call it the corner as like that they're in spirit form. But I want to be clear, this does not mean they're going to die or that she's sick or anything like that. It's actually a defense mechanism that's coming up that is being released. And that's why you're feeling suffocated, because this started at such a young age. When I start seeing people in utero and then at 6 months to 9 months, that's a significant symbol of mine. That's like really deeply, deeply ingrained. So what I'm seeing you doing, Kasia, is like think of this time in particular, and especially when I see the planet and the moons, you're very sensitive to energies. You're a very old soul, and there's a part of you that came in here feeling like out of the loop, out of family. I'm seeing you like as an outsider or as like, how do I get into, I felt like this way with my family, that I felt like I was adopted, and I even looked different, and they used to joke around, you're the postman's daughter, whatever, and so I'm sharing that you could be the 100-watt light bulb in the 50-watt family, so that also opens up doors that right now, when we're younger, it could be painful, and it could be, there's literally an energetic orphaning going on, or abandonment, but as we get older, it can be, for myself, I found out it came in handy because it made me individuate from my family of origin more. And so that goes back to there's a part of you that has individuated from your mother and brother, has put them way, way far away in the corner. What I'm watching and what's happening with the planets of Mars coming in, and even going in the last 3 months for you in particular, and over the next like 3 days, 3, 3, 3, I'm also seeing Archangel Gabriel coming in. Whenever I see Gabriel, that's my sign of giving the person a message. If it resonates with you, Gabrielle, it helps with communication of all kind. And the biggest communication I'm seeing you're doing is healing your first, second, and third chakra, all of your foundational energies. And literally, I see them split down the middle, and especially the first and second, it looks like a great big, like a V opening up, or like when plants open up and split. Imagine it inverted upside down, and it starts at the third chakra. So the second root chakra is very much open. It feels like, again, a split. But this is where I see that what you're doing, you could take that split, then all of a sudden your body flipped around to me. Like everything, it's kind of confusing, but everything could look like mirrors at times. Then it turned into an opening, like think of a split of a curtain, like a Broadway show or a show opening up where somebody's looking behind the curtain. And that somebody is your young aspect, your child aspect, especially, let's say, the 6 to 9 month old child that is looking like she could go out on the stage, which represents life, on her own. And I'm seeing you like all in the dark, so that means to me deep subconscious patterns that you don't have to be afraid that mother and brother are going to step on you, annihilate you, suffocate you, right? And so what you're doing is an energetic soul retrieval. So you're taking those aspects of you at a very young age that felt suffocating energy, and you're releasing the hooks, because I see a lot of hooks that are right aligned in your spine. And imagine turning around, and this is for everybody. When I see hooks in people's spine, we could turn around and say, where are those hooks coming from? Or we think we have identified cords and pulled them and get rid of them, but when they're in the spine, they're like tricky to find, because they're like our Achilles heel part, because we can't see them, so they go into our family members know what buttons to push, they know energetic doors to come into, and whether they're conscious of it or not conscious of it. And what I'm watching you, especially the last several years, you tried to shut the wind energetic door to them from coming in to your blind spots, because it's a very vulnerable feeling. It's not a good feeling, especially when there's such a strong energy. The bottom line, when I look at a broader way, if you look at it karmically, they came in here to mirror to you that they could, like, annihilate you, that they can suffocate you, that you don't have a right to life. But this is where you have a perfect opportunity to say, okay, my mother and brother are mirroring that, but that is not the truth. The truth is that's a mirror, that's part of our karmic pattern that's here for closure, especially from now to September. I'm watching you literally taking this like shield and shielding yourself from their energy, so it gives you breathing room. Or imagine yourself like in an energetic dressing room that's allowing you to stretch and feel like that they can't suffocate you, right? And that, and you're literally pulling cords back to yourself. Go ahead.
Like, break from that.
What's that?
How I can release that, how I can break from that, how I can...
How you can do it is you can work with the element of fire as far as sit in front of it. If you could be in front of like a chimera or an open fire, that would be really good. Literally, take your hands and rub them on your chakras, like start at your third chakra, and see, feel, or imagine where you'd feel like a ball of their energy, or if you don't feel anything because this is too, feel center and anything, just realize, just rub it, and then even do infinity eights, then pause, and then put your hand in there like you're grabbing a whole bunch of wet spaghetti and throw it into the fire, because what you're intending to do is get any cords that's connected to mother and brother in any direction, space, of time that no longer serve you or them, and so you're transforming them in the fire. You're putting them in the fire. Fire is a very fast transmuter. It's faster than working with water and in the ground, so you're working with fire to will be able to help transmute. Also, have an image where you see them in front of you, like energetically, and I call it the namaste bow. It's like I had to do this with a lot of my family members. I forgive you, I love you, I'm sorry, and I'm grateful. I forgive you, I love you, I'm sorry, I'm grateful. So I saw their energy bodies, and I connected them higher self to higher self. So it's angel to angel, essence to essence, saying that I love them, I forgive them, but I'm cutting any kind of cords, any kind of open communication that's going back and forth, consciously or unconsciously, that has that suffocating feeling, because what you're doing is literally disconnecting the cords. Then I also see, Kasha, that you're sensitive enough where I'm watching cords that my middle of my back is hurting me right now, right above where you wear pants and right in the back of the second chakra. And I also noticed that my throat's kind of closing up too, so there's cords that go up to the throat chakra, so that's where a lot of those cords go too. So literally take your hand and wipe them off and put them like on the ground, because you're releasing, and again you're intending to release the cords. Call in Archangel Michael, he's wonderful with protection, and Gabrielle will help with the communication with that. And so what you're doing is energetically
able to release that.
Yes, definitely, because you're directing it. Remember, our intention is like our commandments. It's like when Moses parted the sea. When we align to that kind of energy, when we believe it ourselves, and this is not like forcing our will, we're being part of God's source creator and acting like God's source creator. So you're saying, I am releasing these cords, I'm disconnecting from any of these cords that have especially toxicity that are going back and forth and keep on reminding us of our separation versus our unity and our wholeness. And so you're releasing any of those cords. Then even imagine yourself like in a bubble of light that's you're protected with any kind of their energies. And in particular, from now till September is what I'm seeing, because I keep on seeing the month of nine as a lot of endings, meaning the ending of this karmic cycle with you and your brother and your mother, and the beginning of allowing new beginnings. And that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's singing around and singing Kumbaya. I mean, I do this with my family where I still see them and I talk to them, but everything has changed. The dynamics have changed. It's like I come in on a different posture, so they're not able to get their hooks in as me as much, and I don't fall back into old patterns and then be the little girl. And so that's what I'm seeing.
Because I'm even thinking about stopping any type of connection, any type of phone calls or anything, because it just that's a suffocating energy.
If you feel that that's what has to be, if you feel sometimes that's exactly what some people have to do, and if you feel that that's the way it has to be, and that's what's going to help you align to, like, help you get rid of the cords, then absolutely do that. The one thing that I notice when people say stop the energetic, they've stopped the physical connection, energetically there's still a whole bunch of doors open, because I just read the energy patterns. And so they might stop the physical, but the physical is like 0.01% of our energy patterns, and there's still tons tons of tubes going out to them, even though they're not talking. We can have tubes going to dead people that we haven't seen in 30 or 40 years. So this is where if it feels that you have to stop, if that really feels right for in light for you at this time, then honor yourself that this is a place that you want to be. I know for myself that if I was to totally stop all contact, I would have got me into 50 gazillion balls from 25 people, and it just was better for me to back away and not totally shut the door of contact, but I was able to do the work anyway. But sometimes people do have to stop contact, and even if it's just for a brief time as you're recollecting again yourself, because the younger the aspect is, the more it could seem to be harder to go back. But this is where you're going back and getting that 6 to 9 months, or just even say 6 to 3 year old child, and you're bringing back the other aspects of her. So again, if it feels like you disconnecting from them for now is what feels light for you, then I'd encourage you to do that.
I have one more question.
We have to go to a break, hon. So my time is up. So we got to go to this break, and I'll be right back. This is listen to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Kerry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Kerry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Kerry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
This summer is one of our most challenging periods since the Great Depression. To assist with the many challenges, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering summer specials on tools to change your life and increase your prosperity by changing your environment. Now through August 10th, Feng Shui class CDs are on sale for 35% off. The business anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace is also on sale for a third off. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. Go to AskMadeline.com, that's AskMadeline.com, or call her toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. These specials are good now through August 10th, so order now.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and we're going to IM message, right, Benny?
Yeah, we've had an it's a message come in, and if you guys have a question, feel free to hit up psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. You're welcome to send us a message that way, other than hitting up us on the phone line. And we got a message here from Chris from Arizona, and Chris's message is, recently an old acquaintance from high school has reappeared back in their life, and about 20 years years later, no less. However, this time, the person is really making an attempt to get to know me on a different level, more on a, I guess, more of a relationship level. But is it a relationship level or is it more of a friendship level? There's some mixed communication going on between the two of them. So let's see what we can do for Chris. What do you think there, Carrie?
Okay. Chris, that's a really good question. I'm watching this all the time, especially the last 2.5 years in particular, where people that have, it's reacquaintance. I call it a reason to seize in lifetime. So obviously you guys reconnected for a reason. Sometimes it's unfinished business. And especially you're saying keywords, miscommunication, stuff like that. So you'd want to clear that out because it does have potential to be like I see a blanket rolling out. And so that would be like a part of new beginnings to bring the relationship up to the, a personal relationship, but I also see an energetic hangover that you guys both want to clear out, meaning the communication that's happening right now. Be free to be talking and saying, like, what's going on here, because you've got nothing to lose. You got either a sacred friend coming back where there's a sacred friend for life, or you have you're closing off to unfinished business that the person and the individual reminds you of, that like other people, that's what people do a lot too, or you have a partnership. So it's a win-win situation, but I do see the biggest thing, especially over the next 4 weeks. So there's definitely a potential for this to turn it into personal relationships, but you want to get rid of this energetic hangover first, because otherwise it'll come up later on. They always do. They hang in the air, literally, and they start coming down. And not to be doom and gloom, it's just the way energy patterns go. So the more we can just, even if it's uncomfortable, just be able to talk about our fears and just lay it out to a friend. You should be able to say, hey, I'm getting mixed messages here, or just talk the I words. I feel this, I feel that, and then speak from your heart and then watch things unfold. And things will unfold very, very quickly. And it's both I see presence going back and forth in your heart. So that means to me gifts going back, very much teaching theme going on here. And it's a win-win for both of you. Again, it helps you guys stretch beyond your comfort zone at times, but that's what relationships do.
Cool. So, all right. Well, Chris, hopefully that works out for you. And doobie doobie doo, love is in the air. I had to just slip that in there for us. So, Chris, good luck with that. And now we're going to go off to Waterford, Connecticut. We have Karina that's called in. She's having some sensitive issues around a particular fundraiser that she's dealing with. And it goes a little further than just that, but we'll have her explain the details a little further. So, Karina, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me. Come on.
Hi.
I know I'm sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I know that I'm getting messages. I don't know how to decipher them. And particularly two instances that have been bothering me recently are a soldier from my local town was killed in Afghanistan, and I did not know him in life at all. There is some connection between my husband's family and his family, but I got involved in this fundraiser to help him out. I feel him. I don't know him, so it's even harder for me to identify him or what he's trying to, get through to me. But I am feeling him, and I'm very confident it is him. But I've also been getting a lot of messages with my father, and my father has recently been making statements such as to my mother. He said he doesn't know how much longer he's got. Today he stopped by to visit me and the kids, which is extremely unusual, and he told me that he's been having dreams at night where he is seeing people in bed with him, lying there, sleeping with him, people who have passed in our lives. And he's also sensitive, but he doesn't believe. So I know that for him to say that to me, I know that it's relieving to him on an energy level, but I know that he can't decipher it either.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the soldier. Part of the soldier's energy is, especially right now, our last couple of months, and we're just going to notice this more and more, the veil is becoming thinner, and so people are becoming more and more sensitive. And so it doesn't matter that you didn't physically know the soldier. You're working on his fundraiser, and so there's an energetic connection. And think about those that crossed over, follow or see light. So your light of sensitive is higher, not higher as in hierarchical. It's just a stronger light. So they know to sense and go to the light, go to the people that have that vibration. So they'll go to those family members or people that are surrounding them, especially because I see a lot of his family members are shrouded in grief. And so grief is the biggest block of messages. And so as far as with him, he just wants everyone to know that he's at peace, that and that he's like handing his head on this platter. And did he have some sort of head issue or what? Neck, head injury?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was some type of a bomb that hit They were sleeping. Yeah. They sleep sitting up against the walls. And from what I understand, the explosion, it damaged the brain in a way that it just deteriorated slowly.
So that's what he comes in with. But he's also shown me, especially females, like mothers, grandmothers, that he doesn't want people keep on thinking about the way he died. He doesn't, because he's coming in, with his head in his, symbolic hand. And he's like, this is my physical body. That was 0.01% of what I am, and I am, essence. So he doesn't want people keep on reviewing the tragic way he died. It's like he goes into life instead. And as far as with your father, it's interesting that you're saying that he's dreaming about dead people that are in bed with him, because that part of that dream state goes along with the veil thinning. And I don't see that it necessarily means that he's going to be leaving soon. I'm just seeing that part of him is going through. You said that he was sensitive, and that it's like he's like a teaching time for him. And here you are stepping into the teacher. Think of him as a student, you're the teacher, to help him bridge, to kind of recognize that he does, A, get messages, B, that spirit's all around him. And part of it is prep work, because we're all going to get out of the physical body at one time or the other. So part of all of our journeys here is to do what I named my newsletter the last week, when I heard my guys say that we came here to learn how to die alive. And it sounds kind of like a paradox, but we really did, from going from one dimension to another, and we go out of the physical body to go to the other dimension. So I'm seeing that there's a part of that. The prep work is more for him to be able to recognize, A, how sensitive he is. It's very clear cognitive to you, clear knowing. But when you're clear knowing, it's not, you don't consider it intuitive, because it's just the way you're wired. So they could, they could be the biggest poo-pooers, But also I see a lot of guys that are absolutely, especially business people and people just have flow or even success, that kind of deal, they are intuitive. They're extremely intuitive. They're just going with the flow. To them, it feels so natural and innate. But that's what intuitive is. It's natural. It's our natural state. So I'm watching. Again, that there's a part where you're being father's director. There's a part of him where I do see that he's tired, though. There's a part of him, is like his soul's like, I wouldn't mind going home, meaning I'm gathering my things and I want to go home. But again, I'm not seeing that he necessarily is leaving right now, and that goes back to as far as being in the present, having him feel the comfort. And when we're in with the people that are in his bed, there's a part where when we sleep, that veil goes down lower. And so there's a part where, does he joke about the people in the bed, like it's getting crowded or something?
No, he's experienced a lot of loss in his life. But he doesn't like to talk about it. He was Southern, and he was taught that men don't cry and you don't talk about it. And he lost his biological father at a very young age. I believe he was 4, and he lost his little brother at 5. So he carries this, years back. And, then through the processes, he lost his stepfather, his mother, his older brother, et cetera. So I think he struggles because my mother and I are both very open. We're both very, we're open to the energy. We do believe in the energy. We probably don't practice as we should. But so we sense things, and we can make sense of them. And we can see where he's blocking things, but he does not like to talk about it at all.
Okay.
So it's very difficult for him to be around us.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, remember that you and your mom could be an energetic example. So, and this is where it could be really hard, especially when you're naturally sensitive, and then it could become a passion of yours. And it's then you think everyone should do it, and especially because, my God, my father has so much pain in his life, and he could heal, he could feel better, blah, blah, blah. But then, just like I said, it could be difficult for him to be around it. We don't want to infringe, push it. So think of being the biggest thing that you and your mom could do is just be the energetic example. Be yourself, you know what I mean? He came into you guys. He came in to have a sensitive daughter. He chose a very sensitive wife, right? So be yourself, but by being the energetic example is where you guys could be flow. And so think of that. He's getting the messages. That's where I see that you're the teacher. And he's like the student by just being natural with it and not necessarily to let him talk when he wants to, and just say, well, if that happened to me, this is how I would feel it, and just allowing him to, it's like taking off his own glasses, and he needs to do it in his own time, or he's going to do it in his own time, because if you shove it, he's going to be one of those resistors, you know what I mean? So or just totally shut down. So but remember, everything is energy. So when you're holding the energetic flashlight, that speaks more than any words we could ever say. So there is a part, again, where I see that he's some things he cannot deny. Some things I see him getting more messages than he might even be talking about. And so, and part of that is, again, like part of it scaring him, but he's also experiencing things that he absolutely cannot deny. And so I'm watching his ears, his right ear in particular, over the next couple months really being bigger. So that means more receptive. So be the teacher. It's going to help him. And I heard my bell, and that means I got to go for this week. And so may you align with the divine and keep up the good work, Karina. You're doing a great job.